The focus of today's liturgy is resurrection and the experience of life in heaven. My dad died in the year 1997, and I was about maybe 14, 15. But I remember that this very sweet memory about him. He was not very devout, not very churchy, but I remember when I was about 10 or 11 years old, he used to sing to us. He used to sing these beautiful songs about heaven. And I want to share three of those songs with you. The first one says, "I want to go to heaven when I die." And the second one says, "Show me the way to go to heaven." And the third is, "If you want to go to heaven before me, please tell my father that the time is here." And so these are the songs that my dad used to sing for us, and I remember them vividly. "I want to go to heaven when I die. It's beautiful life, beautiful life. I want to go to heaven when I die. Beautiful life, beautiful life. Show me the way to go to heaven. Show me the way to go there. Show me the way to go to heaven. I am tired, I want to go there." The third one, "If you want to go to heaven before me, tell my father the time is coming. Babylon falling, falling, falling. Babylon falling to rise no more." So I remember these songs often, and because these songs fired up my desire to go to heaven more than all the theology that I learned in the seminary. Do you know that the level of your conviction about the joy that awaits you in heaven is proportionate to the level of your commitment to your salvation? I need to take that again. Do you know that the level of your conviction about the joy that awaits us in heaven is proportionate to the level of your commitment to your salvation? Let me make it simple for you. Your dedication to holiness is dependent on how excited you are about heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Your dedication to holiness is dependent on how excited you are about heaven. And that is why today I want to get you super excited about resurrection and heaven like you have never experienced before. It made a huge difference for me, and I know it can make a huge impact and difference in your life. Many people have difficulty imagining heaven to be fun. The best most of us can imagine about heaven is that it is a good place to be, a place where we will reunite with our loved ones, a place where we will join the angels to praise God for all eternity. That's about everything most of us can imagine about heaven. And that is boring. Amen. That's why there is no commitment. We can't imagine heaven to be fun. And that's a big problem. But I guarantee you that the fun and excitement in heaven will be greater than what we have ever experienced here on earth. What, in your opinion, is the purpose of the resurrection? Why is it necessary for us to have bodies in heaven? In my book, Thy Kingdom Come, the last section, I spoke about the resurrection, the glorified bodies. After our resurrection, we will have glorified bodies. And God will do that for a purpose. And that is why I want to share this with you. One of the reasons we will have resurrected bodies in heaven is because God wants heaven to be a place of fun and celebration for his children. Most times we imagine heaven to be a place where we'll be floating because we are all spirits. We will not gonna be spirits alone. We will be embodied spirits. We will have a glorified body. You will go to heaven with this human nature, but it will be transformed. It will be resurrected. And so every pleasure, every desire that we enjoy here, God will multiply it, and we will enjoy them to perfection, because heaven is a place of perfection. Our desire for pleasure and the experience of joy come directly from God's hand, and these desires will be kept intact even as we assume our resurrected, glorified bodies. Let me prove this to you from the Bible. In John's Gospel, chapter 21, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to Peter and the other disciples at the lake, and he ate with them. He ate fish and bread with them in his resurrected body. That was not just to prove that he's not a ghost, but he's giving us an idea what eternal life would look like. He ate in his glorified body. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, the story about two disciples traveling to a town called Emmaus, Jesus, at the end of the story, ate with the disciples when he broke the Eucharistic bread. Like Jesus, we will eat and drink in our resurrected bodies. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah says, Isaiah chapter 6. He says, on this mountain, the Lord will prepare a banquet for you. He will prepare a banquet. And in most of the parables about the kingdom, Jesus used the imagery of a banquet. Heaven is going to be a place of celebration. I guarantee you that no one will be disappointed in heaven. Heaven will be a great and endless fun. Heaven will be an endless fun because we'll be in a resurrected bodies, in a resurrected life, in a resurrected friendships, enjoying a resurrected culture with the resurrected Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Everything will be transformed. In Revelation, John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. There will be complete transformation. Even our joy will be transformed. Now, that will be the ultimate party. Everybody will be who God made them to be. And none of us will ever suffer or die again. And this song from one of my great friends who sings very well, he says, in heaven there will be no pain, no sorrow, no pain, no weeping. Where we belong, there's no sorrow, there's no weeping anymore. Where we belong, there's no earthquake, there's no crying of a child. Where we belong, there's no dying there. Where we belong, there's no weeping there. Where we belong, welcome to Zion, the city of the Superman. Where we belong, welcome to Zion, the city of the Superman. No pain, no sorrow, no dying. That's where we belong. In heaven, we will have no need for bucket list, because the adventures awaiting us there will far exceed the greatest thrills of this life. Right when we think it can't get any better, boom, it does. Amen.
Amen.
Heaven is guaranteed to be a thrilling adventure because Jesus is a thrilling person, much more than Dickin Din. He is much more thrilling than Dickin. God, he's a thrilling person. People flock to him, not just because of his preaching, but because of his personality. So we will be there with him, and he will thrill us for all eternity. And he's the source of all great adventures. Heaven will be full of great surprises. Every second, every moment will be filled with amazing surprises for all eternity. Trust me. I am not making this up. Listen to what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Great things, amazing things, thrilling things. Most of us have heard this expression, they all lived happily ever after, right? And we're thinking, oh, it's for Cinderella, it's for all those beautiful fairy tales movie. No, it's about heaven. This expression is not merely a fairy tale. It's the blood-bought promise of God for all who trust in Christ and make it to heaven. They all lived happily ever after. That's heaven. That's where the Lord is inviting us to join him. That's where he wants us to come and enjoy the greatest of all pleasure and joy and satisfaction and fulfillment. And I encourage you, give your very best, because you will not be disappointed. Eternal, eternal life. Eternal, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. It's a simple one. Can we do it? Eternal, eternal life. Eternal, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. One more time. Eternal, eternal life. Eternal, eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul.